You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
The following is a paid program. Warning. The views expressed come from men who've spent half their lives in grease-stained overalls, inhaling hazardous fluids. Before taking any advice, consider the source. This program will contain humor of a questionable nature.
A mechanic tries to fix your car, no matter if you're near or far. He'll change your oil or fix your flat, and he'll do it just like that.
Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al. Hit it! Well, it's another day, and it's a rainy one, and we're glad to be alive. You know, they say anytime you wake up, it's a great
good day.
Yeah, means a lot when you're getting older. Anyways, today we have Trevor joining us from Crown. Good morning, Mr. Trevor.
Good morning, David. Morning, Alan.
Good morning.
And we're talking about this is the best time of the year to get your car done.
It really is. This weather, if nothing else tells you that this is when it's to be done, desalting, get it crowned, get it protected, and let's get into spring.
And you got a contest coming up, and we got stuff to give away. We'll talk more about that later. Jim Matthews is going to join us near the end of the show. They have a relationship coming up. I heard the commercial. Car Cost Canada.
Relationship. What is it? Is it a dating service or something?
It could be. They're two big companies. They know each other. And what's it called? Synergy. And we're going to be announcing today our best, biggest, forever contest trip to Las Vegas. We're redoing that. You get to go to Las Vegas. You spend three nights in a hotel. You get to go and race a Ferrari around the racetrack.
Oh, you don't have to just stay in the hotel. You can actually go and do something.
Yeah, you go to Las Vegas racetrack, and they got a bunch of Ferraris.
Sounds great.
Dream Racing. Mm-hmm. Come back, get your car protected by the folks at Crown. You get a set of Salem tires.
Uh-huh.
And then you and I are going to take them out for dinner after they join us in the studio.
Wow, sounds great.
It's like a cruise.
You know, I'm kind of disappointed, though. They're going to be telling them about all the great time that they had while we sat home.
It's exactly right. We should go with them. Maybe it should be a chaperone trip.
There you go.
Anyways, we got an exciting show. Your calls are welcome. We have a lot of stuff to talk about, so please join us. Listen for the number at the break and take us out, Mr. Gilman.
You're going to have to call the car carrier guy to get your Ferrari down to Las Vegas so we can drive together.
I'm going to actually drive it this year.
All right, if you got a car care question, give us a call. We'll be right back after this break.
Okay, welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. The garage door is wide open. That means the phones are available.
Exactly. If you've got a question about your car, we've got about a million years of experience here. We can help you with that.
And some answers. We're talking to Trevor on the break. Crown has come out with floor mats.
We have. We ran a promotion the last couple of months where we were looking at what would really add value to a customer that's coming in. What's a little bit of a hassle for people, especially in the winter that we have. Mm-hmm. And what's something that would, you know, when people go out to buy floor mats aren't cheap.
Nope. Right? $100?
You know, yeah. So we were looking at what can we provide for people that would actually be useful, right? Something that they would put in and keep. And so we entered into an agreement to work on supplying floor mats. They're Crown branded. They fit in virtually every car. You can cut them down. And so we've been running a promotion on that. So today, everybody that calls into the show is going to get a set of Crown floor mats.
Yeah, but we should say that they're not in stock right now. They are coming. So we're going to get, if you call in, we'll take your name and your phone number.
And eventually, we'll get you a set of floor mats.
Yeah, you just come down to the station, pick them up, and throw them in, and Bob's your uncle.
All right, exactly. Before
actually,
the break,
Bob's my brother, but that's anyway.
Before the break, we were talking about how important this is actually the time of year. Trevor, do you want to go into that?
Yeah, well, because when you're looking at maintaining your vehicle, now we're coming into the time of the year where the weather's finally starting to warm up, and it's going to stay this way. We're not likely to dip too much below zero now. We may get a day or two, but what you see happening is you see on the roads, you still see the impact of the de-icing agents that were put down. You now get a very damp climate, which we're going to get for at least the next couple of weeks. And so what happens is, from a corrosion standpoint, it's going to occur significantly more. So at this time of year, about 70% of corrosion occurs. And the reason is because you've got the combination of the temperature and the moisture. So how would somebody know that? Well, anybody goes into their mechanic, you take a look at things like brake lines and that. This is the time of year where they really start to hear it. You'll hear it in your shock towers, right? Yeah. As things start to loosen up, they'll now start to squeak, because what happens is they get freed up a little bit, but they're corroded. We get surface rust on everything due to the moisture.
Well, essentially, the salt that was, let's say, dormant because it was so cold out is now being sort of reactivated.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Now, different areas of the country use different materials for removing ice and snow. Yeah. Do you adjust your formulas to that?
We don't adjust the formula, but because the principle's the same, is that being able to desalt or to clean is 50% of the battle. Right. So if you're in Eastern Canada, virtually every province, municipality uses a form of a brine or a calcium magnesium mix to some extent. Many still use rock salt. But then you get ones that mix in sand, where they're trying not to use salt. The problem is that you get sand into areas, and again, it'll hold moisture. And that's the whole issue.
Steve just came back from holiday. Steve, you got some sand in some moist spots, didn't you? You were talking earlier?
No, man, I can't talk about that. I can't talk about that because you're a deranged human being. Man,
and you were saying when you were walking, you got a chafing kind of thing going on there.
Yeah, I sort of had some rust and corrosion going on.
So you know what? He cracks me up, eh?
Yeah, Crown cannot help Steve's issues.
See, Trevor, you should know by now that never spend more than 3 minutes with the baldy over there, because God forbid you say something off the record.
All right, so here we go. So a guy comes
in.
See
pictures or what?
No.
There's good rust proofing down there.
Let's get back on track.
Why start
right
now?
So Buddy comes into the shop. He needs the car sprayed.
I need my car sprayed.
And what do? You clean it first or what?
Yeah, at this time of year, we run a desalting package. And basically, what it involves is getting the vehicle up on the hoist to remove the chlorides. Now, can you have your vehicle sprayed without it? You can, sure.
Right.
But you know, the purpose of removing something off the surface is that if it's properly cleaned, you can do a better job protecting it. It's no different than if you're going to paint a wall, right?
Without priming it,
you know. So it's part of the procedure. And for people like in the city of Toronto, I'll give you just an example. Mm-hmm. Is that on fleet equipment, when they get ready for their Ministry of Transportation inspections that they have to do yearly, they invoke into their process a desalting treatment prior to it, get the vehicle inspected, get it cleaned up, and like when they take their salt boxes and salt hoppers off, they'll spray them down and then leave them all summer so that when they go to start up the spreader chains next fall, is that they won't be seized up.
Well, fascinating.
That's great.
There's a question here for you, Trevor.
We've got John and Mississauga on the phone. John, how can we help you today?
Yes. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trevor and the rest.
Morning, John.
I called you, I think, maybe, I don't know, about a year ago. I have a fairly brand-new car, but I'm worried, you know, that's the reason I didn't do it. And you told me to give you my number, which something happened, and we didn't connect after we talked. Anyhow, I have a Lexus, and do you think I should crown-proof it? And does it affect the warranty if I do? That's my question.
It will not affect your manufacturer's warranty, no.
Okay.
Now, what year's your Lexus?
2016.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're going to keep this for a while?
Well, buddy, I'm 75 years old, and I intend to keep it until I hit the ground.
Yeah, you absolutely should protect that vehicle. You know what it is even vehicles, and it's difficult for consumers, because when you buy the vehicle off a lot, a brand new vehicle, if you were to actually see the vehicle underneath, you would see surface rust already on certain components. And the reason is simple, is it's just, it's moisture. They haven't even been out in the salt, but the moisture will start to corrode bare pieces of metal. And that'll affect, I mean, you'll start to see it on your muffler system. You'll see it on braking components. So once you get it out in the road, imagine what happens. So you absolutely should get it in and get it protected.
Yeah, and it really bugs me because they charge you like $1,600 for a pre-delivery inspection, and the car comes with rusted rotors, you know what I mean? Like,
Trevor, I think, so I'm in Mississauga, and last time I think you told me that if you do it, you'll take care of it. But what about in Mississauga, can I take it?
What part of Mississauga are you in? We've got four shops in Mississauga.
Okay, I'm at, the most proximity, I would say, is here in Ontario and Dundas.
Okay, so I'd go to Watt Line. We had a shop on Watt Line just east of here, Ontario.
Watt Line? Well, I find out. Watt Line?
Watt Line, yeah.
Yeah. If you go onto our website at crown.com, you'll be able to search and find all the shops that are closest to you on that.
All right, John, we got to run. Good luck.
Hang on. Did we get his name and phone number? We did. Okay.
What line was he on?
Line two.
What? No, who's on first? What's on second? We got to run. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
All righty. We're back. Just a reminder, go to davescornergarage.com. That's our website. Mm-hmm. Click on the entry for the new contest, trip to Las Vegas, race a Ferrari, go to racing school, stay in a hotel, do whatever you want, and then when you come back, you're going to get your car rust-proof from the folks at Crown. You're going to get a set of Salem tires for your car or light truck, and come down to the station, join us as a co-host, and Alan's going to pay for dinner. Lunch. Whatever.
that might be the best part of that promotion.
As long as I have Dave's credit card, I'm happy to do that.
Wait, have you ever gone out for lunch with Dave with his credit card?
Yesterday I took you for lunch. Yeah.
I haven't been for lunch since I can't remember.
You haven't been for lunch since you can remember?
No.
You got to come to
Well,
my
not
house.
With you guys.
No wonder you're so skinny.
You were talking about indigestion, and it tastes good the first time, but after that, not so good.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get back to our calls. We got Tom in Woodstock, who's got a Corolla. Tom, how are you today?
How are you guys?
Excellent. You got an old Toyota?
Yeah, I do. We got my mom's car when she lost her license several years ago.
And right.
I wonder if I should get it crowned. It had been rust-proof before.
Uh-huh. And it looks like it's in reasonable shape?
Oh, yeah. It's still in very good shape. Yeah. My wife doesn't want to get rid of it.
What year is it?
Yeah.
2002.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
All right, Trevor, you're the expert. What should we do?
You know what I'd like to do is get you into our shop in Woodstock and let them get it up on a hoist and actually take a look at it for you.
Right.
But if you're going to keep it, because if there is any, can you see any existing rust around the fenders or anything like that?
No, I can't.
No. So I mean, that's a good indication, but by getting it up on a hoist, we can take a look at it for you. Because if there is any rust repair work that needs to be done, we'd recommend that you go to a body shop. Maybe get that taken care of if there is, and first, and then get it sprayed. And if there's no damage that's visible, then spraying it absolutely makes a lot of sense for you.
Yeah, and one of the things, too, is if you're doing repairs or something, after they spray it, something with maybe you cracked a fender or something, they'll respray it for free.
Yeah, so if you know, we have an accident respray program where someone goes out, they get their vehicle sprayed, they happen to get in an accident. Anytime within that year, if it gets repaired, we'll respray it at no charge.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Tom?
Okay, that's super.
Hang on, and we're going to get you a set of floor mats when they come in.
Okay.
So let's Sebastian get your name and phone number.
Okay, thanks very much.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Tom, thanks for calling in with that.
And don't ask what colors they come in. They're all black and orange, right?
Well, you can have whatever color you want as long as it's black.
Like Model Ts.
That's right.
Al, what color would you like? Fuchsia? You like fuchsia?
No, sorry, I was concentrating on show content here. I ain't got no time to fool around.
Wow, why start now?
Now, Trevor, if it's just a case of some light rust, you can just go ahead and spray that, correct?
You can. This is not going to take the rust away.
Right.
And so we want people to understand that if they're going to, much like anything, if you're going to look after your vehicle, mm-hmm. Get it done. Because if you look after the rust when it's minor, it won't turn into a big problem. The crown process will help from the inside out. But if you have paint chips or especially on fenders, it's one of the worst areas of vehicles where it can spread because, right. You know, you get into a small issue, which may be only a couple $100 to fix. It's not long before you can get into a $1,000 repair because
Well, I tell you, you know, as I see the listing on our board here, and it talks about an 02 Corolla, guess what? Those are cars that have big problems with fuel lines, brake lines, and guess what? It can cost almost $1,000 just to fix that.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, we're going to go back to the calls. We got Tony in Niagara Falls, who is going to have to wait till the break's over.
All right.
Way to be on that contract.
I'm trying to find something on my phone, and I'm just screwing it all up.
Well, thanks.
Anyways, we'll be right back. Remember, take a note of the phone numbers. Call in, because we're going to give away a free set of floor mats to everybody that does.
Woohoo!
And I want to ask Trevor when we come back. Aluminum cars. Ford's gone. All of the trucks are now aluminum. It's a different type of metal for corrosion, so let's talk about how we're going to take care of that.
All right. That'll happen right after this break. This is Dave's Corner Garage.
All righty, Al, say hello.
Hi, everyone. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and we got lots of people standing by. And we're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to go to Dave in Guelph, who's got a question about some warning light being on. What's going on, Dave?
Yeah, hi, good morning. First-time caller, by the way. Listened to you for a long time.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, okay. So, look, I've got a 2013 FJ Cruiser.
Yeah?
Now, last winter, not nasty day out, and I had the warning lights come on, took her in, and they said, well, it's to do with your secondary air flow system. And they covered it under warranty. I had about 60,000 Ks on it last year.
Right.
Around $900 to replace an air pump, I believe.
You said it was under warranty, though.
Yeah, well, this year, just a week or two ago, nasty day in the wintertime, driving her around, same warning lights comes on. I take it in, and they say, oh, it's your air intake system.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, didn't you fix that last year?
Right.
I said, oh, yeah, we did. So they had to look at it. Well, then they tell me it's the valve of the air intake system.
Well, what did they do the last time, though?
Well, they did the pump.
Oh, okay.
That's
yeah,
telling
yeah.
me anyways.
Okay.
I said, well, you fixed that last year. Why didn't you do the whole job and fix it right? He said, oh, well, we don't know. But anyways, now they say it's going to cost about $900, and because I guess I'm just out of warranty on that. Only my drivetrain is covered. So I'm wondering if this is an inherent problem to Toyotas, and I'm beginning to believe it is, and if there's any extended programs that Toyota might have to cover this, if it is an ongoing problem.
Okay, number one, how many miles are on this vehicle?
It's just approaching the 70,000. It's about 80,000 K.
Okay.
I'm ready to go in almost for my 80,000
servicing. But see, emissions are usually with up to 50,000 kilometers.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So you should have been repaired the first time under emissions control warranty.
They did do some work on it, and they sent me away, said it was fixed. So anyways, I had it in, and I raised a bit of hell, and they said, well, we'll cancel the light, and if it comes on again, let us know. Well, I went back and tried to talk to the service manager. He wasn't there, because I'm a longtime customer. I bought a couple of cars from these guys. I always had my servicing done there. And, I went in on Friday, and Monday morning, one of his boys called me up and says, did the light come back on? Well, no, it didn't come back on. It's dry. But I have a strong feeling this light is going to come back on, and when it does, it's going to be a very costly repair.
Why don't you ask for a meeting with the district service manager, the DSM it's called, all right? So every area in the Canada has a manager that watches all the service departments. The district service manager has authority to authorize repairs. So you'd want to be seeing that guy with your paperwork. He should meet you at the dealership, explain what you just said now. And in effect, you've already had the problem a year ago when it was under warranty. So it's a problem that is consistently and has not been solved. So the bottom line is that's the tack that I would take.
Okay.
Right.
I guess my next question is, if they're not willing to do anything, is there an aftermarket unit that I can put on there, something that's maybe
Alan
better
Schiffer
as an aftermarket air intake or something that's moved so it's not down where it's going to gather moisture and cause this problem again?
No, there isn't. I know certainly on Volkswagens there's a big issue with that intake. But I haven't seen it really much on Toyotas. But the issue is too, though. I mean, it may be the similar trouble code number, but it could be something else that's causing it. A lot of times, for example, you can get a lean condition. You know, the code is just for lean mixture. It can be 100 different things causing it. It could be an intake gasket gone. It could be a vacuum hose cracked. So it could be a number of different things. So as Dave said, you know, if you're not getting satisfaction, go call head office or call the call the dealer back and say, you know what, can we get the district service guy in here? I want to discuss it. Make sure you take in all your records to show that you've been a loyal customer, because they look at that right away. I know when I worked for a manufacturer, that was the first thing they asked was, is this guy a regular customer?
Yep.
And so if they feel that you're one of the family, they're certainly going to try to take care of you. All righty, exactly. Good luck with that.
Yep.
And we got to move on. So we got a question periodically about electronic gizmos that they sell to try to avoid or prevent rust. Before I go on, I'm going to let Livio talk about it. Livio, question about electronic devices.
Yeah, the module.
What's it called?
The rust module.
Oh, the module, yeah. Okay, do you have one on your car, or are you thinking about getting one?
I have one, but I was thinking, could I get the rust from Crown too?
Yeah, you definitely can. So I'm assuming you got the module when you bought your vehicle brand new, and it was presented and sold to you at the dealership?
No, I put it in after.
You put it in after. Okay. So you put it in. So you having any corrosion issues on your vehicle?
No.
No. But you're thinking you need some additional protection, I'm assuming. Okay. So absolutely. The premise, and we've talked about it a fair bit, the premise of the electronic module in theory is designed to reverse the charge that's on the metal. And if it can do that, it would counteract the weak spots in the metal and protect it. It's a technology that's taken from boats and bridges and things.
And pipelines,
yep. Right? You know, where you have a thicker metal and a different grounding aspect.
Right.
Certainly among automotive professionals, the prevailing thought is that this technology simply does not work for automotive vehicles. So I would definitely encourage you to take a look, but also do your research about getting, complete vehicle protection, things that will remove the salts, the chlorides, displace moisture to protect your vehicle.
So I guess the question is, can you have the two work, let's say, coincide? And you're saying there's no issue.
Yep, there's no incompatibility between the two technologies.
So it would be advisable to get both of them.
I would not recommend you get the
module
at all.
We're just saying that there's no point in taking it out, and for those people who've already been sold one and perhaps find it's not doing a great job, you can still get it sprayed. There you go.
Absolutely.
But I wonder, too, maybe it would be beneficial to a degree to get it removed because, you're adding another parasitic draw to your electrical system. What do you think, Dave?
I found that the people who have installed certain areas of the vehicle are not connected by steel.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if you've got a fiberglass back door.
Right.
And I've seen on Explorers, the back door is completely corroded because they weren't actually connected to the cars.
All right, you know what? You were talking about dissimilar metals and stuff. We're talking about Fords and the new pickup truck. We're going to talk about that and take more of your calls right after this break.
And we have I'm going to read about something Mike Filey sent us.
Okay. Right. We'll be right back. All right, this is Dave Carter Garage.
This just came in.
Oh, what? Is it a bulletin?
Yeah, Mike Filey sent this to me, and it's really interesting.
Okay.
All right. So, the news bulletin was, researchers for the Massachusetts Turnpike Authority found that over 200 dead crows were found near the greater Boston area.
Because
there was concern that they might have died from avian flu, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they called in a pathologist and they examined the remains of the crows. And to everyone's relief, it was not avian flu.
What was it then?
Rust.
The death appeared to be caused by vehicular impacts.
Oh.
Mm. All right. However, during the detailed analysis, it was noted that a variety of colors of paint appeared on the bird's beaks and claws.
Well, so you know how to fix that.
Well, I know how to fix that.
Take them to a Red Sox game.
No, you got to get the flock out of the way.
I've heard of
can
that
you
before.
Please stop interrupting? No. As the audience is not.
It's a riveting story, Dave.
Security!
I've never heard of Massachusetts before.
By analyzing these paint residues, it was determined that 98% of the crows had been killed by trucks, and only 2% were killed by cars.
Right. Is this a question coming up or what?
Get the flock out of
here. So TMA then hired an behaviorist to determine what the cause was and a disappropriate percentage of truck kills versus car kills.
No, is this in English or what?
Really, sir? No trucking way.
He
no.
very quickly concluded that the cause was when crows eat roadkill, they always have a lookout crow in a tree near them to warn them of impending danger.
Right.
They discovered that while all they discovered that while the lookout could shout car, none of them could shout truck.
That was an April Fool's joke.
That was the longest, worst joke story from a place that's nowhere near
Security,
Boston.
Security, can we remove the audience, please?
Speaking of trucks.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Speaking of trucks, and not just the ones on the Mass Pike, we're talking about Ontario trucks now. You know, Ford's come out with aluminum bodies on their vehicles. And when you have dissimilar metals, okay, you got a mix of steel, you've got plastics, you've got everything. Does it make rusting better or worse?
It makes it different.
Is what it does.
Like if you listen to, and we'll take Ford as an example, their commercials talk about now rust is gone, right? Because they recognize the issues they had.
Really?
Yeah, and that was on there. I listened to it this
military grade aluminum.
Aluminum. Rust is no more a problem.
Guaranteed by Trump.
You know, and here's the challenge: is that you take a different type of metal. The chassis is still steel. Yeah. You have steel components. So now you have dissimilar metals, and they put what they call a sacrificial coating or a gasketing between the two.
Right.
And so that's designed to help prevent the oxidization or the galvanization between the two different metals. The fact is that aluminum still corrodes. It just corrodes differently.
It turns to powder, right?
Yeah. It oxidizes, so you won't see it looking brown and rusty or red. It'll be gray and it powders, but it tends to eat through. It doesn't corrode at the same rate.
So have you changed your formula for that, or do you apply it differently?
The application's a little bit different as to how we access it and what we're looking to do, but the premise is the same. We're still trying to remove moisture. And so the Crown product works very similar, whether it's stainless steel, aluminum, carbon steel. The premise doesn't really change in that. But I tell you, what does affect that, though, is the de-icing agents and the chlorides, because they react differently with the metal because the way they attach to them. And so what happens is if you're not removing it, you have a problem. And an example of that is say, the transit buses that use stainless steel on them, is that they will still corrode. They just corrode differently. But a big issue is the de-icing agents and how they embed themselves into
it. So it's a perfect candidate for desalting.
It is, absolutely.
So seeing that Al and I asked this question, can we get some floor mats too?
Well, Steve's getting floor mats, and if Steve's willing to give them to you, I think that's fair.
I'll trade you a floor mat for some wipers.
Well, that's
how about a floor mat for lunch with you two?
Oh, guaranteed. That drive-thru at Timmy's will be great.
Food truck's good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. We've got a million people on the line.
Oh, let's not get crazy. Don't exaggerate.
Well, we got somebody with an old MG. We got somebody
else. I want
to talk
to the MG guy.
With a nitro. Okay, well, we'll talk to him.
And you got Jimmy Matthews.
We do, after the... Well, in a little while.
Nope.
No?
Next.
Oh, perfect.
Who's our first? Abbott. Come on, Abbott.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. No sheet. We'll be right back.
Okay, Big Al, we're going to be talking with Jim Matthews right now. Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. So the latest commercial has you talking about Car Cost Canada.
Yes. So we've actually just signed a co-marketing partnership with Car Cost Canada, and we're really excited about it. And Dave's Corner Garage is the premier launch.
Well, we always said that, you know, with consenting adults, anything goes. Okay. And so, question: of course, everybody wants the best prices, but you're going to provide a way that they can actually be assured that they don't just have to believe the salesman who says, "I'm telling you, this is the best price." Okay. You're going to actually find out. Tell us how that happens.
Okay. Well, everybody claims the best price, but And clearly there is there is a best price out there. But with new cars, it's you know, it's a variable because it's all based on the markup over the dealer's cost that the new car dealer wants for that particular vehicle.
Mm-hmm. And this is the crux of the matter: is what's the real cost?
Exactly. And not only what's the real cost of the vehicle, but what is this month's current incentive?
You mean it changes? Available
every single month with every single manufacturer.
Oh, wow.
So, for example, this month you could buy a brand new Chevrolet Equinox and qualify for a $5,000 factory rebate.
Wow. Now, is that one that they advertise normally?
It's somewhat advertised in their pricing of it. If their marketing association puts together a print or online ad, but it may not say specifically $5,000 rebate or $5,000 incentive.
So, in other words, if somebody's like listening to an ad they're hearing on the radio or reading in print, they're not necessarily going to talk about that.
Exactly, but they will offer the discount. Perhaps we don't know, but in the end, that in particular incentive is gone. Perhaps next month. There was a great one offered by Fiat Chrysler about, 3 months ago. They were offering up to 30% off of the MSRP on remaining 2016 models. Mm.
Just to clear the cars out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, Car Cost Canada had that on their website, and if you were in the market for a particular, Chrysler, Fiat, Jeep, whatever the case may be, you would have seen that and how much your particular vehicle qualified for. So, in the end, the dealer cost on new cars changes every month, depending on what incentives are available.
Now, Jim, do you have those specific cars, or is it almost everything that's out there that's for sale?
It's every new car sold in Canada, with the exceptions of exotics, and Porsche is included in the exotics. So Car Cost Canada does not include Porsche pricing, Maserati, Lamborghini, that kind of stuff. But the site basically has 98% of all new cars that are sold in Canada.
Fascinating. So how's it work? It's a membership that we have to enter.
So what happens is the first thing that the user does is they go to Car Cost Canada and they build and price a new car that they're interested in. So if you're interested in a brand new 2017 Toyota Highlander, you simply build out that particular car with the package that you want, so on and so forth. And once you've completed the build, you'll basically see a window sticker. It almost looks like a Toyota window sticker or a GM or a BMW window sticker of the pricing of the car. And it has option logic. So that means, if you want this motor, you have to get this transmission, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Then you click on the button that says get a free invoice, dealer invoice price report. So you click on that. Now at this point you have to join and become a member. And it's no charge to begin with. It's a trial membership. And the only currency that Car Cost Canada looks for is your name and your email address. And all of a sudden now you're a trial membership. And that's based on many of the services that are online today where, there's a full membership, but they want you to drink the Kool-Aid and test drive the service. At that point, you're now a trial membership, and a dealer invoice price report appears. And that basically has a right-hand column with the dealer cost of that particular vehicle that you spec'd up. And then below the dealer cost includes all the incentives that vehicle has this month offered by whoever the manufacturer is, as well as all the special financing. Because, basically 95% of the people who buy new cars today either finance it by way of a loan or a lease. And it has whatever the manufacturer's special rates are. So if they're 0% or 0.9 or 1.9 or whatever the case may be, all that's listed below, as well as the other incentives. There could be loyalty plans, grad plans, military plans, so on and so forth. There's all kinds of incentives that are available on new cars that most people don't realize. And they need this particular information before they buy a car. You just shouldn't be buying a new car without this information.
And the reality is, if you've picked that car and you've chosen that car, they actually supply it. It's not like, we have one coming in about 3 months.
So what'll happen is there's two scenarios. Car Cost Canada has a professional new car dealer network throughout the country where between 65 and 75% of the members, whether it be a trial member or a full pro membership, as they refer to it as, will get a referral from a from this professional dealership. So the dealership will actually collect the information of the spec that the member provided, and they will simply say, "Here's your vehicle. Here's the price that I can do." It's an over cost price as opposed to a discount off of MSRP. So the calculation is different because most people say, well, give me 2,000 off or 4,000 off or whatever the case may be. Well, that's meaningless because there could be a $5,000 incentive on the car and the dealer says, sure, I'll give you $4,000 off.
I guess and the beauty there too, of course, is that you didn't have to get out of your pajamas. You've done it at home. Yeah. And you know, and what people don't like is, you know, the
pressure.
The pressure, exactly. And there isn't any. So
absolutely nothing.
So ultimately, you know, you're going to go in, you're going to get the best price, and you won't even have to haggle. That's amazing.
Website name?
There's no negotiation because it's really about how much markup does this particular vehicle warrant on this particular day.
Jimmy, the website is carcostcanada.ca?
.com.
Carcostcanada.com.
Yeah.
Well worth looking at. Really it is.
All right, and next week you're going to be in the studio with us.
I am. Apparently, Ryan Rogers, who's the Carcost Canada brand specialist, he's going to be joining us.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a fun day.
Yeah, we're going to have
an
education.
Looking forward to it. That'll be great, yeah. And we're going to find out how you can save lots of money.
Unfortunately, I have to buy a new car.
Oh, no. Or you could go release someone else's. Hello.
Right. Or right. You can get out of your current lease and get a new car lease, and we'll help you the next time.
Thank you very
all
much.
All right, Jimmy, thanks. We got to jump.
Take care, guys.
All righty. Well, this is Dave's Corner Garage. When we come back,
we're
going to
find out about this MG that's waiting on the line in Hamilton.
53.
And it's a 53. That's the year I was born, you know?
You're kidding.
No.
You're that old.
We got to go. We'll be right back.
All righty. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. And we're going to be towing to where we're going, Hamilton.
We're going to Hamilton, where there's another Dave, and he's got an old MG. Dave, how are you?
Good. You?
Thanks. Is it a daily driver? I guess not, eh?
No.
Is it a TD?
TD.
Yeah. So MG stands for?
Morgan Garage.
Morris's Garage.
Morris's?
Morris Garages.
He right. Must have sold it.
We're all wrong.
He bought it from Morgan.
Morris's Garage. Problem with the fuel pump. That's a Lucas fuel pump.
Oh, yes.
You need a rock. You need the Lucas rock.
Yeah, right.
You pull it out and you smack the fuel pump until it goes tick, 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 and away you go.
That's right. The thing is, it's very intermittent in going tick, tick, tick.
Okay.
Anywhere that I can get it repaired?
There is a lot of clubs. Yeah, you know what? The British Car Club is probably
right.
Where I would go.
Yeah.
And I think it's British Car Day coming up in April in Bronte. It's usually Bronte.
No, September.
Oh, it's that far away.
Third Sunday.
Take it off, open it up, and there's a set of points inside.
Yes.
Clean them.
Okay.
And that'll help. I was just going to tell you.
Oh, it's serviceable? Anybody can do that themselves? Yeah,
we used to just take them up and clean the points, a little cap on top, and remove it. I was going to say that when the Japanese cars came out,
yes.
And they were so reliable, like they didn't work like the EMGs
right.
And stuff.
Right.
They used to put a button on the dash, and you'd spin this knob, and the idea was at some point in your trip something would go wrong, but you wouldn't know what it was. It was just to put the sporting back in sports car driving. So that was called the Lucas switch. It had no graduations on it though. You just spun it and went for it. So good luck with that. That's a great car. Wooden body?
Yes.
Right. What do you got? 998 cc's?
No, 1250.
Oh, it's a bigger one. Okay.
Yeah.
It's the racing one.
No, it's a 53.
Yeah.
You know, they sold the one that Shelby, when he first started racing, raced that car. I think they sold it for like $1 million something on Baron Jackson.
Yeah.
It was a green one with, you know, the fancy wheels and the whole done up and everything. But it was his first race car.
Yeah.
So great car. A lot of them brought back by the service men from overseas.
That's right.
So how long have you had this one?
Since 74.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you guys want to go out for lunch together? Or
yeah, what? I love those cars. You know?
All right, Dave, thanks for calling in with that. Appreciate it.
Right,
MG. So, Dave, what was it? You said the initial was TT or something?
It was TD? A TD.
What does that mean?
That's who financed
models.
It.
They had a TA back in the 30s.
I couldn't hear that one coming out.
The TA was back in the 30s, then it went to a CC, and then to a TD, and then they went to an MGA. And that was the one we actually know of.
MG, so MG standing for officially what now?
Morris's
Garages.
I thought maybe it was Michigas or something like that.
Could be, yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah, MGs, first stuff. Well, what about, was it the group, the MGs, something in the MGs?
Oh, Booker T. Booker T and the MGs.
Oh,
yes.
You must be crying, Al. You must be opening up
and
those.
That was Memphis.
Green onions. It's just gone away. No.
Well, and surprisingly, you know what?
Nothing surprising on this show, buddy.
You said the MG was made out of wood, so it wouldn't rust.
Oh yeah, but it does rust.
Does?
No.
Oh,
it, okay. See, he just missed that. Went right over his crow's nest head.
I can't see you, so it's a good thing. All right, let's quickly go to Nitro.
Nitro. Tony in Niagara Falls. Oh, no, it's Larry in Niagara Falls. Must be Tony's neighbor. What's wrong with your car?
It's an 07 Nitro. I changed the the plugs on and the anyways, everything electrical is checked out. I still have a miss.
Okay.
But it only misses when it's idling or when I get up to speed.
Okay.
Getting up to speed, there's no problem. And it's if I get up to 40 kilometers or 60 kilometers, it starts missing as you're driving along.
Do you have a scan?
A vacuum leak.
Do you have a scan tool?
Yes.
And it's not pointing out what specific cylinder is misfiring?
It keeps moving around.
Ah.
It's like Dave. It's
lots
like
of Dave. K's? Lots of K's on this car?
Pardon me?
How many kilometers?
About 200,000.
I'd be checking other things than vacuum leaks. Maybe the injectors are dirty. All right? It's a dirty injector will actually not pulse enough when it's idling and yet spray when you got pressure up there. So you probably have dirty injectors. All right. I would go to a rather sophisticated garage, and they'll diagnose it, and they'll actually tell you if there's an ejector problem. They can tell you that by the emissions that are coming out the back. And when the emissions go wanky, then that's when the issue becomes. But I'd be looking at 200Ks, definitely. Injector, cylinder head, injectors.
Exactly.
Valves not closing properly.
I mean, the other thing we see a lot of is bad coils, but it's usually going to be a specific cylinder where it's not. You've done the right thing, you know, by changing the plugs and doing the regular maintenance. But this is maybe something.
Do they still Motovac still do?
Sure.
Well, there's a thing called a Motovac where they actually clean the top half of the engine, being the cylinder head, the injectors, and then they burn all that stuff up and it goes up through the exhaust, cleans out the catalytic converter, and it's about $200.
Great answer.
Right? So let's try and maybe do that. And we'll send you out. No, we're not. We're going to contact you about a set of floor mats when they come in. And they're only black, so don't start asking for colors. They're black with yellow. And another reminder that go to Dave's Corner Garage, the contest of contests for us, anyways. Really great contest.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, food. Alan's going to buy dinner. And we promise not to bring our audience.
And a Ferrari. You get to drive a car. Trevor, thanks very much for coming down.
Welcome, gentlemen. Have a great weekend, everybody.
And again, make sure you tune in next week. We're going to have Jimmy here from Leasebusters. And we're going to talk to Car Cost Canada, new sponsor.
So how many stores for Crown, by the way?
270 nationwide.
Wow. You see now, we've got a problem. There's somebody there to help you.
There you go.
And it's crown.com.
With a K.
With a K.
Yeah, they were our first sponsor, and we love them all.
All right, keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down. We got to run. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.